Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Where have you been? Every Saturday at 12:05, live at 12:05, it's yours truly, Food, Wine, and Fun. This show will be just that, and with some unique ideas here. Yes, I have a great wine of the week towards the end of the program, but we're going to talk about microgreens. You may remember several months ago I did a show with the guys from InstaFarm, and it was this elaborate contraption where you could grow little baby greens, and it watered them and gave them light, and you just bought their little containers, put them in there, ran it. It was kind of an expensive deal. I really wanted one. They didn't even want to work me a deal. The machine was like 300, almost 400 bucks, and then the little squares that were – soil and seeds were like 20 bucks. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't need that. But my son bought me a poor man's version of the InstaFarm, and I haven't tried it yet because in our house, when we have plants, we call them, we accept those plants into the hospice, plant hospice. And we ease
They're already dying when you plant them.
We ease them into death. Joining us today is Eric Johnson, and by the way, his partner in crime, Aaron Reinhart. But we're going to talk to Eric about some microgreens. The background story is I was at a charity event at Scotty Redler's house, and Chef Garcia from
Newport.
Thanks. Takes a village. Brought these little containers of microgreens. And I'm standing there, and I ate about a third of the container of these little teeny baby cilantro leaves. And
Chinese parsley.
Yeah.
Kevin Dirk.
Yeah. And I got excited. So then he turns me on to Eric Johnson. Eric, welcome to The Good Life.
I'm glad to be here.
And Aaron, also for you, welcome to The Good Life.
Thanks.
Okay, so.
It is a good life.
This has got to be an unusual story in the sense that you just kind of started doing this by accident.
I happened upon it.
Take us back to your doing landscape work, mowing, commercial mowing, and you're raising chickens.
Okay, well, let's just keep it kind of short. I've always been fascinated in seeing a seed germinate and, you know, an acorn turning into a gigantic tree. And if you ever want to plant oaks, just put a pile of acorns out and the squirrels will do it for you. Anyway, so I've mowed my whole life. I started when I was 14 when I could get a license, you know, a work driver's license or whatever. And I think I asked for my 13th birthday, I asked for a mower. My dad's like, oh, yeah, I'll get you a mower. Now I don't need to mow my yard. So I've been doing that, and I've always been into plants. And I graduated high school, went to Colorado State for a couple years, and realized every weekend I was coming home to hunt and fish. And so I ended up finishing my education at K-State. I was studying forestry at Colorado State, and then I started studying soils and botany. And then I took it – I rerouted and went a business. Like, I added business to it because I didn't know if I was going to. Anyway, so I graduate college, and I go back to the mowing because all those customers are just – I mean, I've mowed for the same people for 30 years, and they're some of the greatest people.
I love that.
And then I move out on 5 acres. I'm like, the first thing I need chickens. Okay. So I order 50 chickens. I didn't realize they were going to show up tomorrow. I didn't even have a chicken coop. So I have these chickens in a dog kennel, and I'm building this chicken coop as fast as I could build it. And then I started studying, you know, what to feed the chickens, and I came across sprouting seeds creates more nutrients if you sprout the seed. So I started sprouting wheat and barley and feeding them that, which is now fodder, and I actually have a system for that, and it's amazing. But I don't know. I bought groundhog radishes, which is a daikon, and I was going to start growing tomatoes and doing all that, and I needed to break the ground up, and I was going to do it with groundhog radishes somehow, and I don't really remember how it happened, but I got them wet, and they sprouted, and I reached in there and took – this tastes just like a radish. So then I started just sprouting every – onions, carrots, dill. I started sprouting everything, and it was like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. It's just amazing. And that's – it started, and then I was currently working with Bobby Lane growing tomatoes. I bought a hoop house, and – I was getting tomatoes like 2 months before anybody else was. And then I would just let everybody else in July sell tomatoes, and I would just wait till fall and grow them again when nobody else had them. But, so that's how that all started. But I took all my microgreens one day to Newport, Kevin Dirks, and I'm like, I'm so excited about this, you know, to bring something new into the culinary world.
And this was the beginning.
This is my start. This is where it happened. And I think I'd already given, like, peas and sunflower shoots to Bobby. But I go to Newport, and I walk in to the kitchen, and I'm like, who's the executive chef? Kevin, he's right there. And I go over there, and he's way too busy. I mean, the – pots and pans are flying everywhere. He's like, I do not have time for you. And so I leave. I'm walking out, and I see these two shipping containers, right, that have – I mean, they store all their stuff in there. And there was a table sitting there. I set all my microgreens up, knowing at some point Kevin has to come out. I think I sat there 45 minutes to an hour. Kevin comes out just to catch some air. And – he goes, where are you getting that? I said, well, I'm growing it. He goes, wow. And then it just snowballed.
Yeah.
It was super fun. It was Tuesdays. You know, I could get away from the lawnmowers, the gasoline, the loud noises, and go in the back door of kitchens.
And what's that story about Tuesday? What's that song?
Oh, Freddie Jones Band, one of my favorite bands when I was living in Colorado. In a daydream, it starts out Tuesday morning, never looks so good. I'm already in a daydream. And that's – so I picked my delivery day to be Tuesday.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to the sprouting of the seeds. You were feeding the chickens these various seeds. And I can get it, you know, a rainy night, whatever, a little bit of moisture got in there and they sprouted. But still, you know, a lot of people would go, these are ruined. You know, but do the chickens like to eat them when they sprout?
Oh, my goodness.
Even better than just the plain seed.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And they don't need all – I mean, it. Even with us, sprouted grains, like they're sprouted grain bread. They sprout it, like, and then you can get pumpkin seeds that are sprouted and then dried. It releases all those nutrients. And so they're getting so much more. And I can turn 1 pound of barley in 7 days into 7 pounds of feed.
Wow.
In 7 days. I just soak it one night, put it in trays, water it, and it's ready. It's like a piece of sod. And then I just put sea kelp and diatomaceous earth in it, and that's what I feed them.
That's so cool. Well, look, I want to hear about the growing process because I want to hear how I'm going to use that little rinky-dink thing that I have at home because I love microgreens, whether they're in a salad or even as simple as a pretty decoration, you know, where you get various colors and pea shoots and all that kind of stuff. So, but let's take a break. We come back. We'll talk about the growing process, talk about some of the restaurants and how they're using them, some of the most popular that you do. And, folks, you got to stay with us. I got a great wine of the week. We'll do that in the last segment. Don't go away. The Good Life with yours truly, Guy Bauer. We'll be right back.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that. When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.